You're listening to the Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA, certified divorce financial analyst, and author of the book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. Today, we have a very special guest. I'm interviewing Michelle Martin. She is a mediator at the Divorce Hotel. It's a really unique concept where you can get divorced in just 2 days while staying at a luxury hotel. And on top of all that, it costs less than most traditional divorces. So I'm going to jump right into the interview. This is definitely one to listen to. So without further ado, here's my interview with Michelle Martin. So today we have Michelle Martin. She is a fellow certified divorce financial analyst and mediator at the Divorce Hotel. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Great, Sean. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So let's start. Tell us what the Divorce Hotel is.
Sure. So the Divorce Hotel, essentially you check into a luxury hotel married, you mediate your divorce over the course of a few days, and by the time you check out, you have a fully executed, legally binding divorce agreement all completed.
You said it's a luxury hotel. So where is this place?
Yeah. So our first location in the United States is in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is upstate New York. You may have heard of it. It's the home of the famous racetrack, in a beautiful hotel called the Gideon Putnam Hotel. It's a gorgeous historic hotel on beautiful grounds and a state park. It's really quite lovely. And it's about 3 hours north of New York City, 3 hours from Boston, very convenient for couples in urban areas. And the reason we want it away from urban areas and we want it to be a getaway as opposed to being in the middle of New York City is we want couples to be there, to be focused, to be away from their families and friends and outside influences, and to really focus on what needs to be done over that weekend.
That's great. And is that the only location in the United States?
Yeah, so far, it's our only location, though we are planning a new location in California this fall. So look for that in October, and I'll be in the LA area. So that's pretty exciting. And our hope is to have them all over the in different regions throughout the country.
So where did this concept start, the Divorce Hotel? Check in, married, and leave divorced.
Right. So it started in the Netherlands in 2011. The founder of the company, Jim Helfens, came up with the idea and launched it in Europe, and it was very successful and proved to be a really great concept. And when I heard about it back in 2011, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal and I said, oh my God, this is something that has to be here in the U.S. And so I called him and they weren't quite ready for the U.S., but when they were, they contacted me and we launched in 2014 and it's been very successful.
So why don't you tell us your story with divorce and how you got involved and how you ended up here?
Sure. I was getting divorced about 12 years ago and I told my mother, who's a court reporter, that we were getting divorced, and she had, as a court reporter, had sat in on so many divorce cases, thousands of them, and she just begged us to mediate. She said, please mediate your divorce. Otherwise, you know, it'll be very expensive. The lawyers might stir things up. It's going to be a terribly long, inefficient process. Please mediate. And it was really the best advice I've ever gotten. So we did that. We had a really great outcome. We were able to maintain a great relationship. And 12 years later, we're still co-parenting our son very successfully. And that experience really motivated me or inspired me to get into this work. I was a financial advisor. I actually still am a financial advisor. It inspired me to become a CDFA like you, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and then actually become a full-time mediator. And I just love the work.
So I'm thinking about this idea. I like the concept of going and staying in a luxury hotel for a weekend and being divorced by the end of the weekend. How do I know if it's right for me and it might work with my spouse?
Essentially, if your divorce can be mediated, then it would work at Divorce Hotel. And so what is, you know, how do I know if my divorce can be mediated? Does it mean I have to be one of those rare couples who, you know, just love each other so much and they're so you know, wonderful, but they just know things are bad and they're happy. And no, and the answer is no, you don't have to be one of those rare couples. You just have to know that you are going to be better off having mediated your divorce, having created your own agreement, which is what mediation is. And I always say smart couples mediate. You have to be smart enough to know that working together, you're going to come up with a better solution. You have to be smart enough to know that if you, you know, go down the path of two lawyers fighting it out, it's going to take a really long time. It's going to be very expensive. And there's a possibility that they'll stir the pot and there'll be a lot of animosity. So in that case, you just have to be smart. I mean, another case where it might be more difficult would be if you had a really complex business that was involved and we needed valuations. That might not work as well for divorce hotels, but that doesn't necessarily mean that no couples owning businesses, it wouldn't work. We do a lot of legwork up front to make sure that by the time the couple gets to the hotel, we have everything we need, whether it be valuations of businesses or appraisals on properties or pension valuations. We get that work done up front. We do it remotely so that we're really confident by the time you get to the hotel, by the end of the weekend, we're going to be able to do everything we need to do to get to the right agreement.
So that's a great segue. So let's say I'm sold and I think this is a process that I want to go through. How does it work from the initial contact to actually getting through the weekend?
A couple will reach out to me. Well, and a lot of the initial contact is a discussion. I ask them to tell me a bit about their situation, a bit about, you know, their kids and their family and where they are in the process, and which is a very similar kind of screening process I would do for my private divorce mediation practice, just kind of getting an idea of the attitude and if they tell me if they have a, you know, a big business or not. And you can really get a feel for whether it might work even just from that initial conversation. From there, I send the couple our getting started worksheets, which is, you know, tell me more information about yourself, your businesses, your income, your children, your assets, your pensions, kind of like a financial net worth statement, but not as daunting as the ones you would get from a lawyer, but just kind of tell me what you guys agree on, what you think you might not agree on. Both spouses sign off on that paperwork to make sure, yes, we both agree that this is everything that we have and this all makes sense. So once the couple gets that back to me, I again have a more in-depth conference call with each of them to really understand all of the issues and understand, like I said, what we need to get done. Do they need to get an appraisal? Do they need to get a valuation? I walk them through ordering those things. And at that point, that's when we schedule their weekend at the hotel. And by then, I have a really good idea of, you know, how it's going to work, how much time they might need at the hotel. The average day is just 2 days, but some people might need 3 days. I also want them to have some time to relax. It's kind of, you know, to come all the way to Saratoga and just work the entire time is not the entire point of it. We want people to have time to relax, to take a bike ride. There's a beautiful spa. We have a beautiful city. We want them to go out to dinner a little bit. But having said that, it's not a vacation. I mean, we definitely roll up our sleeves and do the work that needs to be done. And I was just going to say the process is really great for people who are like two working spouses who are busy and can't ever seem to make appointments with mediators or can't ever seem to make the time for this or their kids, or they're always being pulled in a bunch of different directions. We've had people been like, we wanted to do this for a while. We just haven't made the time. Well, you're making the time. You're away from all distractions and you're there. And that's why you're there, to work out this divorce agreement.
No, I think that makes plenty of sense, is when you're isolated and you have to focus on the task at hand. It's one of the best ways to be productive and just get it done in the course of the weekend. And it also sounds like you do a lot of work up front to make sure that when the time comes to schedule the weekend, that the time is used most efficiently and productively as possible. And you can actually live up to the promise of being divorced by the end of those 2 or 3 days.
You know, it's important to us that this process work. And so our success rate is, well, in the U.S., it's 100%. In Europe, where they've done over 100, well over 100 divorced hotel cases, all but one was successful. And I'm not really sure of the reason behind. I think there were extenuating circumstances behind that one that didn't work. But we want you to succeed. So we're not going to let you, you know, book until we're pretty confident that's going to happen. So it's by design that we're going to make sure that you're successful and you leave with a great outcome.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's a great process for couples thinking about it. Now, how much does it cost in total?
Sure. The range is between about $8,000 and $12,000. And the variation really depends on what time of year you come to the hotel. So if you want to come in the summer, the hotel rates are much higher. So that influences that. And maybe the valuations and appraisals would, you know, boost you above the 8,000 mark. But I will say most of them have been, even with some of those factors, have been closer to the $8,000 mark. So it does include consultations with two lawyers, one for each of the couples, so that, you know, they don't feel like they made this decision without any legal counseling at all. It includes some meals, not all of the meals. It includes the room where we mediate, and really $8,000 to that mediated agreement is almost less than one retainer for an attorney in some cities. So it really makes so much sense. It's very cost effective, even with factoring in the cost of the hotel.
Unquestionably, I think the entry level price for divorce is usually over $10,000, as you said. So I think that's definitely a very cost-effective solution and probably a lot more fun than the traditional process as well.
It can be. I mean, divorce is a serious thing, and divorce hotels in no way making, you know, light of divorce or making a kitschy sort of catchy divorce process. No, we're very serious about it. But we do find that couples, by the end of the weekend, we've had some laughs, let me tell you. There's been fun. They've, in most cases, have gone out together. They don't have to, but they decide to go to dinner together. Or Saratoga is a very fun town, and there have been a lot of laughs. So by the end of the weekend, we're kind of, you know, really in a good place, really happy. We've had fun. People say we haven't gotten along this well in years. I hear that every time. And then, so the next question people ask me when I tell them that is, well, gosh, are they reconsidering getting divorced then? And are you trying to get them to stay together? And the answer is no. People, I believe, once they've made the decision and they've come this far in there, they've made that decision to get divorced. But hey, if you have to co-parent and if you have to, you know this person pretty much for the rest of your life, leaving and having, you know, being able to joke around and basically be friends is really an amazing thing. And we feel really good about that.
That's great. And if someone wants to learn more about the divorce hotel, in particular in the media, because there's been lots of different press reports and videos, etc., what are some of the best ones that people should check out? Because this is not the traditional concept that most people think about when it comes to divorce generally, or even mediation.
Exactly. Because it's such a unique concept, we've been lucky to have received a lot of press. You know, if you Google divorce hotels, there are so many articles. But what I think the best one that really shows what this process is like is ADC's Nightline was with us through an entire weekend with a couple. They followed them the entire weekend. Of course, they didn't, you know, broadcast any really personal information about finances, etc. But they followed them through the weekend, followed them going on bike rides, having dinner together, some of the things they were nervous about. They interviewed them over breakfast. What are you expecting? What are you feeling? And they did a great job with the piece. And I feel like if you watch that, you get a really good idea of what Divorce Hotel is all about. And there was another great article in the New York Post where a New York Post reporter did the same thing. She was with us for a weekend with a different couple and then documented it. And I think that gives a really good overview of how this works and talks to the people about why they chose Divorce Hotel and what were they hoping to achieve and how was their outcome. And I think it's very informative for people. And when people contact me after the discussion and I send them, you know, literature and a brochure, I always point them or send them links to those articles to give them a really good idea.
That's excellent. And I'm going to include for the listeners a link to both the Nightline special and the New York Post article in the show notes in case you want to check out those articles and videos. And Michelle, what's the best way for people to contact you if they want to learn more about the Divorce Hotel?
Sure. So the best initial contact would be to go to our website, divorcedhotel.com. There we have live chat if you want to chat with, you'll get me actually. So I can answer your questions live right there. And that usually works well because people are sometimes like nervous about taking that initial step and kind of having an anonymous chat feels good for them. Or there's, you know, my email address, my phone number, a webmail right there, and a lot of information on how to get started.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for being on the show.
Well, thanks, Sean. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
After hearing that interview, you should really check out the Divorce Hotel. It could be a really effective way for you to get divorced cheaper. It's a unique method. It uses just mediation, but you get it done in the span of a weekend. And again, be sure to check out the show notes where I have links to all of the resources mentioned in this episode. Now, before you go, I want to make sure you don't miss some really important information. It's all available on our website, divorceandyourmoney.com. Three things you do when you get there. The first thing is just sign up for the newsletter. I send out exclusive information you won't find anywhere else and tips applicable to your divorce as you're considering a wide variety of financial issues. The second is you should pick up my book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. It's super easy to read, but covers all of the major financial issues you need to be thinking about when it comes to your divorce. There's a lot of stuff that you don't realize that you should even be considering, and my book is a great introduction and way to help you work through those issues. And third is I offer one-on-one coaching. Regardless of where you are in the United States, I can help you. We can get deep into either specific issues with your divorce, just how do you get organized? How do you make sure you're not missing some information? Or maybe you're farther down in the divorce process and you're thinking about settlement proposals. You're like, well, is this settlement proposal going to work for me? So this is things that we can discuss with our one-on-one coaching sessions. We do them online, by phone, and in person, depending upon your situation. Just click on the coaching tab at divorceandyourmoney.com, and it's easy to do. And finally, subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player and leave a review. It will help other people discover this show. And also share it with a friend. Word of mouth is one of the most powerful ways to help other people, and this information is free. So if you know someone else who's maybe hasn't really thought about filing for divorce quite yet, but are just kind of gathering the information and trying to figure out what they should do, send them over to the website or send them a link to the show, and it's a great free way to help other people. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. Thank you for listening.